Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Dip, 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 dip. Good evening. This is the Labor Exchange, and I'm Dennis Kreese, a member of the Boulder Area Labor Council, AFL-CIO. The subject of tonight's program is the election process for Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. And with us is a special guest, one who can address this particular subject probably as well as anybody else. And that's Hillary Hall, Boulder County Clerk and Recorder. Hillary, thank you for being back on the Labor Exchange at KGNU.
It's great to be back. We really appreciate you having us on.
Hillary, let's do an update. This election will take place in 5 weeks. At this point, how prepared are you and your staff with the upcoming election and all the details involved? And after that, could you answer this question? How important it is to you and your staff to extend the absolute best in public service to anyone who visits the office?
Well, absolutely. We have been planning for this election for over 2 years. Pretty much as soon as we wrapped up the 2014 election, we started getting ready for the 2016 election, utilizing both the general election in 2015 and the primary election this year. Some of the things we've worked really hard is improving our use of technology. We have a new award-winning system that tracks all our ballot boxes. That's just one of those things. We've made great improvements to our website. And one item that I'd like your listeners to know about, it's called Ballot Track. And it's one of the services you can sign up for. And we will send you either a text, an email, or a phone call that lets you know we've got your ballot and that your signature's been accepted. And as a mail ballot state, that's a new improvement. And it's really useful for people, especially participating for the first time.
All right, then. And again, like I said with that second question, that's real important for you to extend the best in public service.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for teeing that back up. We really believe that democracy works better when everyone participates, and our job is to make sure that the process is accessible to everyone who's eligible to participate here in Boulder County.
I just know that that office, going back before your time with Charlotte Houston and others, and when I went downtown to the Boulder County, the courthouse and everything, service was always top shelf all the time. Hillary, let's move into voter registration. This past Tuesday, September 27, 2016, was National Registration Day. On an ongoing basis, almost one in four eligible voters in America is not registered. That is more than 50 million Americans. Do you believe this effort, National Registration Day and others, will have a long-term sustainable impact?
I think the advantage of a National Voter Registration Day is that it draws everyone's attention to the importance of voting and registering. Here in Colorado, when we, in 2013, we modernized our election processes, and part of that was to add same-day voter registration. So I think that really has helped people participate in the process. But until all the states get there, a National Voter Registration Date, it's really important. I think another thing that's interesting for Colorado is that we have the highest rate of registered voters at 87% of our population. So we kind of beat those odds. And I do believe that same-day voter registration plays a role in that. So hopefully maybe that's what they'll take on next.
All right, then. Hillary, for this upcoming election, Tuesday, November 8th, 2016, will there be any kind of deadlines for eligible citizens to register to vote? And then I'll get to the next question as part of that.
Yeah, the only deadline, if you call it that, would be that you have to have lived in the state for 22 days. And that's anywhere in the state of Colorado. And that's also a change from the last presidential election where you had to live in your precinct for 29 days. So it gives people the ability to register and vote where they actually live.
And correct me if I'm wrong, is it if you need to register to vote by October 31st if you want to get a mail ballot?
Yeah, so if you want to receive your ballot in the mail, we stop mailing them exactly that date, October 31st. So I guess that's, you could consider that another deadline, but you can still register in person up to and including Election Day.
What are the present criteria required to register to vote in Colorado? There's not a whole lot, but there's, you know, you gotta listen.
Yeah, there's a few. The first is what I stated. You have to live in Colorado for 22 days. And then you also, of course, have to be a U.S. citizen, and you have to be 18 years of age or older. There's also, you can't be serving a conviction for a felony, including parole. So those are really the restrictions there. I think Colorado really tries to ensure that its citizens can participate.
You know, I don't want anyone in the listening audience to think I'm just being specific to Boulder County, and this is a question that'll show you why. So with that, Hillary, how can one register to vote in Colorado?
Well, there's a couple ways. I think Colorado-wise, the easiest is to go to the Secretary of State's website, and that's Go Vote Colorado. They've also added a great feature for those of you who like to text, and you can text to vote or 28683, and then it'll automatically send you a link on how to get your voter registration. So those are the two easiest ways. Of course, you can still do in person. Any clerk's office in the state of Colorado, you can go to your county clerk, and they will be able to take care of that for you. And then when you get your driver's license, that's still an option. And then probably the last is once our voter service and polling centers open. That's a couple weeks before the election. You can register there as well.
And more specifically, locally, the county clerk, you have offices not just in Boulder, but at Longmont and Louisville.
And yeah, we moved the Louisville office is out in Lafayette now.
That's right, on Miners Drive.
Yep, out on Miners. And any of those offices, we'd be happy to take care of your voting needs.
Can an eligible voter register in their native language?
Currently, Colorado covers for Spanish, and then that's the only language that our forms are available in at this time.
All right, then. How and where does one return their completed voter registration forms, if that's their pleasure?
Yeah, I think first, again, we really try to encourage people to register online if they have the ability. And the big reason for that is that it helps with typos and being able to read people's handwriting. But if that's not possible, not everyone prefers the computer. We have you can send a PDF with email to vote@bouldercounty.org. You also can mail it to us. You can fax it to us. If you want, I can give you that fax number.
Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, it's 303-413-7728. Or again, you can come visit one of our offices.
And you're right around the corner, your main office, 1750 33rd Street, Suite 200, go up the second floor. And out in Longmont, that's called the St. Vrain Hub now, 529 Kaufman Street.
Correct, yeah.
And we talked over now about Lafayette. Now I have the number in front of me. It's 1376 Miners Drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hillary, with all that said, should one verify their registration 1 to 2 weeks after registration? And if so, how do they do that?
Yeah, verifying your registration is great, and especially even if you haven't recently registered, just to make sure we have your most recent address, again, because we send our ballots through the mail. The best place is at our website. You can go to bouldercountyvotes.org, and there's a way to look up and check your registration.
All right, then, Hillary, let's move into this aspect. I think we've covered registration A through Z. If not, we've given everyone enough information on how to contact you in your office or the state. So let's move into actual voting. And I have three categories here from the past: mail ballot, early voting, and election day. So let's begin with mail ballot. In Colorado, will all active voters receive a mail ballot? And can a voter still vote in person?
So, yeah, if you're registered to vote and you're an active voter, we'll be mailing ballots out starting the week of October 17th. And you then have a choice of how you return it. So you can mail it back, you can drop it off, and the voting in person option is always there. That starts a week later. October 24th is when the center is open for you to vote in person.
Okay. How about this one? Will inactive voters receive a mail ballot? And are they still eligible to vote? And what is the process for these potential voters?
Yeah, in Colorado, an inactive voter, and that's a definition that's changed over time, but when we updated and modernized our elections, an inactive voter now is someone who has clearly moved. So we've either gotten your mail ballot back, or we have gotten change of address information from the National Change of Address, or we've sent you election information and that's come back to us in the mail. Otherwise, you stay active. So if you live at your address and you choose not to vote, you're still an active voter. And previously, if you skipped an election, you could end up becoming an inactive voter. But now it's we clearly have information that you don't live at the address that you're registered at.
All right, then. Again, let's go, with the mail ballot. And you've already mentioned this. The mail ballots will be sent to active voters on Monday, October 17th, 2016. So, Hillary, you're coming up, you're 6 years into, your two terms. You have enough experience now to know, how popular has this type of voting become?
Yeah, one of the reasons we moved to this model was because in 2012, where you had to choose to vote by mail, 85% of our voters were already voting by mail. And now that number is anywhere from 95 to 97% of the voters vote their mail ballot. And then others, we have a very small percentage that still likes to vote in person. And that's what makes us unique versus other mail ballot states is you still can vote in person.
And, I saw something on your website, Nat, and let me, because I might ask this again, too, with related to some other questions. What about the drop-off locations? How many and where?
Yeah, we have a lot of drop-off locations. The ones to always remember are we always will have a drop-off location at any of the clerk and recorder offices. So if you remember nothing else and you want to tell people or people ask you where to go, always send them to one of our offices. And then we have, on Election Day, we'll have up to 16 spread throughout the county. So the full list, again, is on our website. In addition to that, we have 12 drop-off boxes that are open 24 hours. And so that's another place, and they're spread again throughout the county. We have South Boulder, North Boulder, Longmont, Lafayette, all over the place. So probably just to give you a few of them, we've got one downtown Boulder. We have one at the Hub out in Longmont, Lafayette Library. So those are some good ones.
And you have one up there for our listening members in Lyons. And, of course, you can't forget the mountains, one up there in Nederland as well.
Yeah, we'll have those aren't 24-hour, but those will be drive-by drop-offs, as well as we'll have a voter service center up in Nederland the 2 days before the election. So all over the county.
All right, then. For those of you who have joined us late, this is the Labor Exchange, and I am Dennis Kreese, a member of the Boulder Area Labor Council, AFL-CIO. The subject of tonight's program has been the election process for Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. And our guest, a special guest to address this particular subject, is Hillary Hall, Boulder County Clerk and Recorder. Hillary, let's get into early voting. And apparently that's decreased, but there'll be people still doing this. How will this aspect of voting be different from previous elections, and will active and inactive voters be able to vote in person beginning Monday, October 27th, or you corrected me, is it October 24th?
October 24th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
So the early voting's one of those terms that's probably shifted with the new model from our last presidential election. Really, early voting starts the 2 weeks plus before and just continues right through Election Day, including on the Saturdays. So that's a little different. More people who come to our voting centers, they come to get a replacement mail ballot. Our ballots, as you know, can be a little lengthy and people like time to look them over. And then as we get to the Friday, the Monday, and the Tuesday, that's when people will really get their ballot and vote in person. And we still have about 5% or so of the people that will vote in person. That take that advantage of that. We'd like to redefine early voting. And for people who've made up their minds, I know you are one of them who does a great job with that, is to get their ballot back in, to figure out how they want to vote, take the pressure off the system, take the pressure off of you, and just get your ballot returned as soon as you've made up your mind. So we'd like people to think of that as early voting now.
And if so, where are the early voting locations? Are we back to the same three areas, or is CU one in the mix there?
Yeah, we'll have seven total that are open the full 2 weeks through, and then through Election Day before. So we have a couple in Boulder. Again, our clerk and recorder's offices are always one of those locations. And then the other one we always try to have is one up at CU. So if you remember anything, those are the four main places in every election, including coordinateds and primaries. We always try to have a voter service and polling center at, and then we spread the rest of them out depending on how large the election is.
Okay, and you've already, this used to be my most favorite way to vote. In fact, I remember, I think it was like the couple months after I retired in 2010, and I was at your office and I was downstairs. Things were different with the mail ballot then. And somebody from Daily Camera come up and saw me because I got the ruling, saying, "Oh, can I take a picture of you voting?" And I said, "Sure." I says, "But you know, I'm not going to let you see how I'm marking my ballot." And lo and behold, the next day I was on the front page down the lower hand corner, and I was going, "Well, you know, this is good publicity for, you know, Hillary Clark and the county clerk's office, you know, to show the kind of, you know, service they're giving." So, but that's declined.
Yeah, it has. Again, people have really taken to the mail ballot, and we're really happy about that. But we also like having the safety net of a voter service and polling center, and voters can go to any of them. You know, previously we had polling places, and you had to go to the one that was assigned to your specific neighborhood. And we just, you know, our lives are a little different than when polling places were first started. And so now it's really, you can go to any one of them as long as you live in the county. And they're open, again, most of them are open 8 to 6 and then 7 to 7 on election day.
Well, let's cross the T's and dot the I's on the voting question here. And election day, Tuesday, November 8, 2016. When will the polls open and when will they close? And again, if you can you repeat how many polling locations, mm-hmm. also known as, on that day, voting service and polling centers, will there be throughout Boulder County?
Yeah, so we will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you're in line by 7 p.m., we stay open till everybody is done voting. So even if you are at the end of your day and you're wondering if you can make it, if you get there by 7, we will make sure that you get to cast your ballot. We will have 16 locations throughout the county. Again, we have them listed on our website. Those will be open both Monday and Tuesday. So, you know, you don't have to wait till Tuesday. Again, trying to get you to get that ballot in early. It takes pressure off of your favorite campaign, too, because they don't have to hunt you down to get your ballot back in. We'll be there ready and willing to help you participate in this year's election.
And, again, let me, again, trying to be as thorough as possible, even though it's repetitive. What kind of ID requirements will be expected for an eligible voter at their respective polling place? And if that's the case with some voters, what will be accepted as proof of identification?
Yeah, Colorado has a pretty wide range of things that are acceptable for ID. Again, you know, 95% of the people will use a driver's license or a Colorado ID or a passport. All of those are fine. We also allow a student ID from a eligible institute of higher education in Colorado. That's another real popular one, especially here in Boulder County. And probably the other one to mention, there is if you have an employee ID that you work for either a state, federal, local, municipality, government, that's another form of ID. Pilot's license, and then we have a full list on the website. There's quite a bit to choose from.
All right, then. So, before I move on to the next two questions, could you give me an update on, you know, what the percentage of people registered to vote out of those eligible to vote in Boulder County is at the present time, if you have that information?
Well, I have the raw numbers. We're at about 197,000 registered voters in Boulder County. And I don't know that of how many are eligible. We know that it's quite high. We usually end up around about 88 to 89% of the people who are eligible are registered. Boulder County is also kind of hard to measure of that sometimes because we have such an influx of students, but we really believe that our process allows those who want to participate to do so.
Okay, everyone out there, let's break 90. If we can, let's get to 95%. Hillary, let's get into this aspect, election issues, news topics, and other comments. And let me begin with voter ID laws. Well, a vast majority of states now have voter ID laws, some with photo ID. Do you and other county clerks here in Colorado have any real concerns about individual voter fraud based on past history?
You know, we really haven't seen any voter fraud that has been taken to trial. And we have safeguards in place for anyone who attempts to vote. Really think that our system enables people and at the same time make sure our votes are safe and accounted for.
I saw Brian Moss on Channel 4 is trying to, you know, light a fire under that. But any time of statistics I see with that, it's just, they're a handful.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that was missing from some of that those stories are that a lot of that happened before we've updated our voter registration system, and we also joined a multi-state process called ERIC, which allows us to check data amongst more databases and really make sure our rolls are clean, and that if people are deceased or have moved, or that we take care of that on the voter rolls. So,
Hillary, discouraging voters, whether by draconian voter ID laws and or negative campaign ads, appears to blunt the real effort of citizen participation in the election process. Do you have any comments about that?
Well, of course I do. I really believe our democracy works better when everyone participates. And I know that in my office and with clerks across the state, we really take our role serious to make sure that the process doesn't get in the way of people wanting to vote, and that we let the voters decide the outcome, not making it challenging or too hard. I think our voter ID laws really walk that line between nothing and something that makes it hard and eliminates people from voting.
Yes, because I saw one thing, and they sometimes call it the Black Belt down in Southwest Alabama, and the state down there or the county clerks decided that they're going to close, you know, their offices in 7 counties. And if anyone wanted to register to vote, and I stand to be correct, they had to go to something called Monroe County, you know, a county that for some people that it might be 50 miles or more away. And that drives me crazy, particularly after how I grew up in the mid-60s and seeing all these changes and, you know, and eventually thinking this is really good, the civil rights movement and voting rights and everything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not as familiar with that particular case. I do know that one of the pieces where people require you to have a driver's license is the same thing you're talking about, too, where the nearest driver's license bureau is out of the range of someone to go and get those IDs. And that just, again, puts a barrier for vote between you and voting. And you have the right as a citizen to vote.
That might have been it. It might have been the driver's license.
Oh,
it might have been the similar. So, but anyway, it's just it's regressive. It's draconian. And it's basically just trying to keep people from not voting. Hillary, let's get into this one. And it's real simple before I have another question after that. Why should citizens vote?
Well, I think, again, it's democracy is a privilege, and it also takes all of us to make it work at the very basic of it. And it's our responsibility, I really feel, to help us select the leaders and decide the issues for both our community, our state, and our nation. And democracy, I am much happier with the results when everyone participates, even if I may not be as happy with the outcome. I feel like if we really exercise our full right, that I can live with those outcomes. It's when either the vote's suppressed or people decide to give up that makes it much harder to live with the results.
Hillary, besides federal, state, and local candidates for office, what kind and how many initiative, referendum, and ballot questions will there be on the ballot?
Well, in Boulder County, everyone will have, of course, the candidates. And then in addition to that, they'll have 8 state issues and 4 county issues. And then it depends on what city you live in, but Boulder, Louisville, Lafayette, and Superior will all have items on the ballot plus special districts. So it's a full 11 by 17, 3-page ballot. So,
and that also applies for, you know, the basic ones you talked about with the candidates and state ballots. Then we get outside the county to like Adams County, Jefferson County, Larimer County, Weld County. They'll have the same down ballot type of issues, and it could be bond issues and so on and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone will have the same state issues, and then it just depends on what county you live in.
Like you mentioned, it's 3 pages, 11 by 17. So with that, some might be overwhelming for someone. So with that said, can an eligible voter skip some of these candidates and or questions and still have a legal ballot?
Absolutely. And that's actually something, especially we'll have a lot of first-time voters voting in this election. The presidential election always inspires people to participate. And that's one of the questions that people are concerned about is, if I don't vote on everything, will my ballot count? It absolutely does. And with that, we do want you to encourage to learn as much as you can about the issues and do your very best.
In other words, we're saying we'd like you to vote the whole ballot.
Yes.
If someone hasn't received this, you know, this kind of hurts my left arm when I pick it up, the blue book. Do you have any extras down at your office if anyone wanted to look at them?
We have some, and then it's available online as well. So that's a great place for people to go and get that information.
And it is great because what I love about the blue book, whether, you know, with particularly the ballot issues and that, they always give you, you know, arguments for and arguments against. In that way, then you can make an educated, you know, decision, you know, based on that information beyond whatever information you already possess. Hillary, as always, you're doing great. And so we have a couple minutes left, but I want to get, you know, down to the details here with the summary. So let's begin with this. What is your office number and then the email and website for KGNU listener audience questions about the election process?
Well, the phone number is 303-413-7740, and that's our main number, and we actually have a live human being who answers it. So we encourage you to call in if you have questions. Best way to email us is vote@bouldercountyvotes.org, and then the website is bouldercountyvotes.org, and that's all for our county information.
And so the phone number, a real person they can talk to.
Absolutely. And if they don't, they'll call, a real person will call you back if all the lines are full.
Let's go outside of Boulder County and think of the other 63 counties. What is the State of Colorado website?
So the best place to get information is govotecolorado.com. And when you're there, you can also find out your local county clerk's information if you'd rather contact your county as well.
And if someone gets confused by what we've said and everything here, if someone from Adams County, Weld County, Jefferson County, so on and so forth, would call your office, that live voice, that person will help that person.
Absolutely. We don't stop our help at the end of the county line. So we're happy to help again. We really want everyone in the state to participate. So if you can't remember anything else, feel free to give us a call and we'll point you in the right direction.
And is this website still good? www.sos.state.co.us.
It is. It's just the Go Vote Colorado is easier to remember, so that's why they set that one up.
I agree. Well, Hillary, we have about, I would say, you know, 1 minute left, and I always like to do this whole catch-all thing. Do you have any final thoughts or comments for this KGNU listening audience? Because you saddened me a little bit here, you know, before we come in here and told me that this will be the last presidential election where I can do an interview with you.
So. It is true. This is my last presidential election. I'm finishing my third term, and this will be the largest election we've ever put on in Boulder County. Our team is ready for it. We're excited for it. And we could see voter turnout numbers close to 200,000 voters in Boulder County. So we're really excited about that. And with that said, again, I really hope people will take the early voting message to heart and vote and do your Democratic duty.
All right, then, Hillary. Thank you again for being on Labor Exchange at KGNU. If anyone has any comments about this show or any other show on KGNU, please call 303-447-9911. And next week, Monday, October 10, 2016, please listen to La Lucha Sigue at 6 p.m. This has been Labor Exchange, and I am Dennis Kreese for KGNU Boulder, KGNU Denver, and KGNU. .org